The more I see, the more I cherish the one I cannot yet see, Jesus Christ. That's how I feel at this time of year. My friends, it's time to stop looking around and start looking up. Mute the noise. Instead, this Christmas, just celebrate Christ. Be like Mary, not Eve. What do I mean? Well, in Genesis, Eve listened to the lies of the enemy, and Eve rejected God's word. In Luke, Mary heard and accepted God's word. In fact, Mary even said, "Let it be to me according to your word." That was from Luke 1:38. Eve doubted God's word. She doubted God's character. But Mary accepted God's word and trusted God. Eve hid from God. Mary hid herself in God. Eve's firstborn, Cain, took the life of his brother Abel. Mary's firstborn, Jesus Christ, gave his life as a ransom for many, quote, "that he might be the firstborn among many brethren," unquote, Romans 8:29. Have you ever thought of this? Mary is, in a way, the Christmas Eve of the New Testament, in the sense that she was part of God's answer to the problem of original sin by Adam and Eve of the Old Testament. Mary, the Christmas Eve, really represents how we all need to celebrate Christmas, how we all need to welcome Jesus as our only Savior and Lord. He alone is God's Son. Welcome God's Word instead of allowing the harsh, smelly world to distract us. Like Mary, welcome God's word. Welcome God's word inside. John 1:14 says, "The word, Christ, became flesh and lived among us, and we actually saw his glory. Glory as belongs to the one and only begotten Son of the Father. The Son who is truly unique, the only one of his kind, and who is full of grace and truth, absolutely free of deception," unquote. This Christmas, I ask you, and I ask myself, how are we responding to God's word? Are we treating Christmas, in a sense, like Eve, where we're doubting God's goodness because of bad thoughts from the enemy? Or are we going to be like Mary, the, in a sense, Christmas Eve, and welcome God's word in our hearts? It's time to pause, pray, and consider ways to copy Mary instead of Eve, in the sense that we welcome Jesus within us to rule and reign. May we all join Mary in saying, quote, "Be to me according to your word," unquote. And remember, no matter what you've been through, Christ makes Christmas Christmas. When welcomed as Savior and Lord, he ensures no one spends Christmas alone. Emmanuel means God with us. That includes you, my friend who's listening. That includes you. God loves you. He offers you himself this Christmas. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for loving us. We thank you for sending Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being the ransom for us, that you bore the weight of our sin. You bore the punishment for us. We rely on you for salvation, Lord Jesus. Please come into our hearts. Cleanse us, fill us, use us, Lord. We repent of our sin and we receive you, God's Son. Help us to just have simple, childlike faith and love you and love others this Christmas. We pray for all those who are suffering and help them, Lord. Please help them in every way they need it. We know you're with us and we thank you for that. We thank you that it's based on faith and not feelings. We thank you and rely on you today. And we pray for your best for every prayer request sent to prayingpals.org. Thank you, Lord. We welcome you. Make yourself at home in our hearts this Christmas and for always. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Share God's gospel. Share the good news of Jesus with someone on Christmas. Don't worry about appearing weird or something. Get past yourself. Reach out. Reach out to someone who's hurting. Love them with the love of Jesus. Share Jesus this Christmas. Send prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. God bless you, my friends. And remember that with Christ in our hearts, no one who knows him spends Christmas alone.